It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Jessica Hoop and Sam Bean back to our station.
Hi, Sky.
Hello.
The title of the album, Love Letter for Fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know my interpretations are rarely right, but I start thinking, well, that could be about an arsonist, or B.
It's about an arsonist. Yeah, you nailed it.
I was hoping it was more
Swish.
Of the latter, but
no net.
Is there any significance to the
yeah
title?
Well, they're all love songs, and so Love Letter for Fire, it just sounds like you're either writing it for the fire in us, or it's one to throw in the fireplace.
Okay, you collaborated together on your last record, Jessica. And how did that go? Just how did that come to be, that collaboration?
It was a happy accident. Because, well, Sam called me to come support him on one of his Ghost on Ghost tours as at the opening act. And I was making a record while we were traveling. It's called Undress, and it's just an acoustic rendering of my second record, Hunting My Dress. And I was recording with different artists along the road. And one of the artists had to drop out, so I had to get this song recorded. And secretly in my mind, I was thinking, I'm making this record. I'm in the company, in the vicinity of Sam Beam, I wonder if I could get him to get involved, but I didn't know him. So, but he's easy to get to know because he's a warm fellow. So, you should try it. It's
and,
fun.
And
whenever you're cold.
You, conversely, Sam, as the story goes, when you were together on tour, you had been harboring some ideas of wanting to work with a woman to acquire a female counterpart in vocals and everything.
It turns out she was one.
Yes, and you didn't need to inquire. It was evident.
And still is.
And part of the tour, you didn't really let on to Jessica that you were thinking about, I wonder if we could make that album that's in my head.
That was the idea. It was a little sneaky. But at the same time, you got to meet someone somehow.
He had a design.
Yeah,
which is nice. I like that part of the story, but also the serendipitous stars part was that I had to get this thing recorded, and then I said, "Well, I'll just take a shot with Sam and see if we can find a studio somewhere in somewhere along the way and record it." And he actually facilitated the recording of the song "Hunting My Dress," kind of a country version, a Samified version of the song, and he had his front of house man and monitor engineer record it there on the stage in the Tabernacle in Atlanta.
Why don't we go slow below the valley clouds? Our edges won't round and sacred now. All in time, all promises were not the same. We left flowers in the field and our tears were played. Into the wind it'll baptize our skin till our music is tender. Tender as trees for the truth we believed. It's the wind we remembered. We were overcome. Spinning in the wheels, hitting bottom in the wellspring mud. Crying to the cold till we felt the sun. Home is up a hill, but our weary legs would run. When we closed our eyes, we could see the serpent and the savior laying side by side. Heaven was a corner where we tried to hide. Our runner would be long and our river would be wild. Feel this flag, let's ring another freedom bell. Our backs were to the sound, but it's sermon hell. All things wild, drop cups until the water's cold. Our memories are Christ and our hearts are closed. Into the wind it'll baptize our skin till our music is tender. Tender as trees for the tears when we leave. into the cold till we feel the sun. Home is up a hill, but our weary legs will run. We'll close our eyes, see the serpent and her favorite savior laying side by side. Heaven and earth only you and I could find. Our runner will be long and our river will be wide. Come back, we'll name a star we know all night. What valley is our claim when our coin is sky?
You observe certainly each other's performances and approach to performances. How much did you actually help develop a musical vocabulary, if you will?
Well, that's what this recording afforded us, which was really fun. I knew I loved her songs and I knew I loved the way she sang, but we got to sing together, and so that was kind of the glue. Just it felt so natural and so distinctive at the same time, the combination, that it just sort of gave us the, no matter what social awkward getting to know you and combining writing styles, it seems worth it because it sounds great and it's exciting. So let's give it a shot.
You also kind of skip through the getting to know you part when you make music, because it's a different, it's just like you meet in a language that you don't have to decipher necessarily if you're akin, in that way, if you relate musically. So it's like a super highway to friendship.
And
making
and
music.
While it's probably become a lot more natural through time, you still are very focused on making sure that those subtleties and nuances,
it makes a big difference,
are either there or getting better every time you perform the songs.
That's where the fun is. The fun is where the lock happens between the two voices and singing in real time together.
That's where you make the dance that you're talking about, which is fun. We were able to record that way and then sometimes perform that way, but then every once in a while we'd be set up on a stage where you can't really see, and you can definitely tell, we feel a difference when you sing the songs and you don't really have eye contact.
It's just different.
It's different, yeah.
When you're sitting and you're able to interplay in a close proximity, it's ever more like a conversation. And you can really pick up on those subtleties, which you can also do facing an audience, and that's the aim. It's just different.
When you were a boy, you stuck a thumb inside the light, inside the light. Morning bottle warm. Holy compass ready, you would run into the wild, gathered in its arms. In its arms, in its arms. When you're in the city, you're a tangled native tongue, another tongue, eating fear for free. Know the wild that wants to know you're not another pillow on a gun. Drifting off to sleep and come home and come home. Heal your own bones, say, heal yourself, yourself, heal your own heart, moan. Love yourself, yourself. When you were a girl, soul was beating down your back, and all the braids were tangled in your hair. Candy for your lips and for your love, all you were given was a bruise falling down the stairs. When you're in the city and it's talking to itself, stealing what you sing. Know the wild that wants to win, the sun is underground, and park police are laughing off your leaves. Heal your own bones, say, heal yourself, heal your own heart, moan, love yourself, and come home, and come home.
You did record at Flora up in Portland, right?
With Tucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tucker Martin.
How'd that?
It was terrible. Awful. He's
so
terrible.
So nice. It makes it very difficult to work. And he makes you laugh so much that you can't concentrate.
Yeah. No,
I'll never work with him.
It's just too fun. Making records should be horrible.
So
and
difficult.
Everyone should fight the whole time.
There's a sarcastic tone in case you're not receiving that through your radio speakers. Setting the tone for the songs. Did the atmosphere, did the fact that it was a gentle and a friendly, warm atmosphere, did it lend to what the results of the tone of the album are?
I think so, yeah. I think it played a big role. It made, we were surrounded by friends having a great time, and I think the musical conversations reflect that too. Everyone was, you know, you get tired. It's a lot of concentration, but it's also a joyous work. There's nothing in my life that's more fun than making music, honestly. And so, I think it's reflected in the record. I mean, I think the songs were designed, or hopefully they were designed to, you know, to have a lot, you know, human drama, but also a lot of joy. And so, yeah, I think it worked. I think the musicians were aware of what was happening in the song, too, and were playing to it. Which is really great.
Does the fact that you've collaborated with many different artists and sometimes many different styles of music, does it lend itself to collaboration coming a little more naturally?
Definitely, yeah.
Practice makes perfect, as it were?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, it helps, but it doesn't make perfect.
What makes perfect, then?
Focus. You can practice focus, too, but, you know, you can practice a song until you're blue, and then you get into the scenario of a room with people in it. Eeg. And
oh, those people.
People. And
if only.
And you don't know what's going to pass through your mind. I think you have to be a total Zen Buddha to not mess up a song ever. So perfection is not the key. That's not our aim. Let's just put it that way. We want to deliver heart and feeling, and we want to exchange that with the listener and share that experience. Perfection is not on the top of the list.
This tenderness comes as a surprise. Drinking where the river bed was dry. Trees in the wind tremble for love. Mad morning light drew you out the door. Brace yourself and nestle into to me. Bear it all like falling autumn leaves. You don't even know me that well. Now every blossom's ready to explode.
You're going to be at the Fonda.
Yeah.
On May 31st.
Yeah, at the end of the month.
And you're going to do a West Coast stretch around that time. And then not shortly thereafter, you go to parts of Europe. Yeah, am I
right?
Yeah, in the fall.
Love Letter for Fire is the name of the album that these two wonderful artists have created, Jessica Hoop and Sam Beam. They will be playing at the Fonda Theater on May 31st. And as evidenced today, truly warm and graceful performances, and we're lucky. We're grateful to have you guys. It's Sam Beam and Jessica Hoop, and it's live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.